Good afternoon. Welcome to the November 2022 Ohio Bar Admissions Ceremony. I'm Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor, and it is an honor for me as Chief Justice to preside today and to welcome you as colleagues to the bench, or excuse me, to the bar. Seated. I've given openings before to another crowd, as you might understand. Seated at the on the stage are the other members of the Supreme Court of Ohio. We have Chief Justice-elect Sharon Kennedy, Justice Pat DeWine, Justice Michael Donnelly, Justice Melody Stewart, and Justice Jennifer Bruner. I and the other members of the court offer congratulations to you on passing the bar exam. This is the culmination of 20 or more years of education. You've learned to think like a lawyer. You learn to work through issues and problems towards resolution by thinking logically, all the while applying the law. Today is the culmination of the training, the hard work, and the sacrifice by you, but also by your parents, your grandparents, spouses, partners, friends, and in some cases, children. Today we celebrate you, and we celebrate with you. A total of 970 law school graduates sat for the Ohio Bar Exam in July, and 72% passed. Among the 847 first-time takers, 80% earned passing scores. Well done. You are among the first to experience the electronic process of being admitted to take the exam from a previous paper-only system. You were able to submit documents as well as receive your results through a private portal without having to wait for the mail. You will register, report your CLE, and do so much more online. And you will be able to do much of your practice online. Pandemic has taught us that. You are a modern lawyer, and now you're poised to use your success in a variety of ways. Today, the stage of your education begins. As you transform from law students to lawyers, managing a career you are creating is a process that will always be ongoing. Some will practice law in the traditional sense, that is, representing clients, individuals, and businesses. Others will use their law degree and admittance to the bar to teach or to work in-house counsel for businesses or corporations or for nonprofits, to become an entrepreneur, to work as a public servant. The possibilities are limited only by your imagination. You are at a beginning. For some of you, it has been a straight educational path from grade school to now. For others, you've taken a more circuitous route and found your way to the law. But you are here. Your achievements thus far will give way to new opportunities and new responsibilities. You will hold a place of distinction in your community. You'll be a person that your friends, your neighbors, family members, and people that you are yet to meet will turn to for advice. And from here, some of you will find the way you want to practice right away. Others will try different ways to use their law degree before finding their passion. There is no right or wrong way. It would be a wonderful thing if your master plan works out, but there is nothing wrong with reinventing yourself as many times as necessary. This is a time of evolution. Your career, like mine, could involve some very interesting twists and turns. Don't miss them. The best part of life happens in those twists and turns. The adversity we are bound to encounter experiencing life can ultimately bring fulfillment and wisdom. I will grant you that adversity will not always feel like it's leading you in the right direction, but trust me, it is. So don't be afraid. We are better, stronger, smarter for the failures if we look at them from a different angle. There are lessons from every situation, whether positive or negative. This is how we keep learning. Now, it is a tradition for a law school dean to speak on behalf of the deans of all of the Ohio law schools. Today, I'm pleased to introduce Michael Scharf, co-dean, Case Western Reserve University School of Law. Dean?
Thank you very much, Chief Justice. Well, good afternoon. As dean of Case Western Reserve University School of Law, one of the 9 great law schools in the state of Ohio. It is my pleasure to welcome you as new members of the bar. In my brief remarks this afternoon, I'd like to make 3 points. First, celebrate what you have accomplished today. Second, recognize the responsibilities that you have taken on. And third, understand that your legal education is not complete. As to my first point, the practice of law is a privilege that a very small segment of our society gets to experience. Entering the profession represents the culmination of many years of hard work, dedication, and perseverance. The measure of what you have accomplished cannot be overstated. I think that's probably more true for this group than those that have come before you. For you studied the law during an extraordinarily difficult time in our country and world's history. Your studies corresponded with shocking incidents of racial injustice, an incredibly divisive presidential election, extreme changes in Supreme Court jurisprudence, a return to the Cold War, and the worst pandemic in 100 years. For part of your studies, you had to take classes and exams and participating in extracurricular activities and undertake internships and even socialize with friends remotely using Zoom. But rather than become distracted, you retained your focus. Rather than become dispirited, you persevered. This summer, you studied for and took one of the most grueling tests required to enter any profession. You are here today because you passed that Herculean hurdle. You have made your families, your friends, your teachers all very proud. And to go off script for just a second, given all that you faced, I think that you can do anything, anything throughout your careers. And that's more true for this group than for any other. Through your resolute efforts, you have obtained one of the most powerful licenses of any profession. With it, you have become the guardians of our liberty, the champions of just causes, the protectors of the powerless, the sage counselors of our society. Now, this brings me to my second point. What is true of fictional superheroes is even more true for real-life attorneys. With great power comes great responsibility. And you're going to hear the Chief Justice expound more on that theme in a few minutes. But you have the responsibility to maintain the highest ethical standards of our noble profession. You have the responsibility to uphold its honor and dignity with honesty and civility. And you have the responsibility to serve the community by protecting the tenets of our legal profession. This means at times you may have to defend unpopular clients and speak out against abuses of power. And this won't be easy. Being a lawyer requires tenacity and courage. And now to my final point. While this is an occasion to celebrate your successes thus far, your legal education is not complete. In fact, it will never be complete. Law is a profession that demands constant learning, and you must continuously stay abreast of the evolving body of rules and precedents that govern whatever area of law that you will practice. Your law professors have given you the tools to do that. Your new professional colleagues will mentor and assist you. And the national, state, and city bar associations, as well as your alma maters, will provide CLE programming to help you along the way. So with that, all I have left to say is congratulations and welcome to the practice of law. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean. And now, please welcome Judge Dean Wilson, President of the Ohio State Bar Association. Judge?
Thank you, Chief Justice. For just a moment, I thought that you would become judges instead of just attorneys. May it please the court, Chief Justice O'Connor, justices of the Supreme Court, honored guests, family members, and most importantly, those applicants that have passed the bar exam. I am Judge Dean Wilson, President of the Ohio State Bar Association, and it is my great honor to be among the first to welcome you to the profession that you've chosen. Congratulations on your success. I was admitted to the bar in November of 1983, but this is my first bar admission ceremony. As I recall, I missed the festivities because I was already back home working on cases. Frankly, was in trial, treading a little deep water that I was thrown into by the practice in a courtroom. The times were a bit different back then, but now, as then, people have high standards for attorneys, and I am not going to sugarcoat it. They expect you to have the answers. The best advice that I can give to you, having served both in private practice as municipal court judge and as former chair of the local grievance committee in my area, just don't be tempted to think or pretend that you know it all. I can recall many occasions as a new lawyer when I confidently answered a question in a client meeting. The question was asked, and I answered the question and then realized at the conclusion of that I had given him bad advice. So I spent the next day trying to back myself out of that situation and gracefully clean it up the way that it should have been done. So please, if you get anything else out of this today, familiarize yourself with the phrase, "I don't know, that's a great question, but I'll find out and I'll call you back tomorrow." That should be well established in your vocabulary. All lawyers would fare a bit better, I think, if humility were among the first lessons that we learned as we embarked on our legal careers. I certainly got a good dose of it from a less than patient judge who asked me a standard question about a disillusion that I was involved with that I couldn't answer at the time. He let me have it with both barrels, but it only took that one brief period of humiliation, and I still have the answer to that question tattooed on my arm. Now, that judge was the exception rather than the rule. I think that you'll find that most judges and your fellow lawyers want to help you be successful. And really, that is the hallmark of the attorneys and judges. So don't be afraid to ask questions when you need to. There is no foolish question. And so if you don't know the answer to it, ask the question from someone that you respect, and they'll be upfront and give you good advice. Even better, find yourself a mentor. I learned to try cases from an attorney that I practiced with as my law partner, Jack McClellan, in the Zanesville firm once I passed the bar. Later, I became municipal court judge, and it was Judge Robert Tigg who taught me to serve my community first, and I will be well on the road to becoming the kind of judge I wanted to be. I had good rapport with each of them. They answered my questions and helped me avoid the rookie mistakes that one sometimes makes. They also supported me along the way and throughout my career, and I have an obligation to pay it forward to you young attorneys as we go forward and help you out in your career. The Supreme Court has a great mentorship program, and I wouldn't be a very good bar president if I didn't tell you that the Bar Association as well has assets that are available to you to reach out. All you have to do is reach out. Either the Supreme Court or the State Bar Association will help you with those issues. As we conclude here today, there will be food and photos, special gifts, and an opportunity for you to get your professional headshot taken down at the Supreme Court. We will shower you with gifts today, but please remember that the time, true value of the membership is what you will contribute to your professional success and personal happiness, and I really do mean that. I joined the Bar Association early on in my career, but it wasn't until a few years down the road that I found the time necessary to get it intricately involved with the association. It didn't take me long to see what a difference that you can make when you bring lawyers of different parts of the state, different practice areas and backgrounds together to solve real problems that affect today's society. You are well on your way to providing those services. I hope to see you at the reception we will have afterwards at the Supreme Court so that I can personally welcome you to our ranks. I wish you only the best success as you kick off your new career. And family members, thank you for coming here today as well and supporting your new attorneys. Thank you.
Thank you, President Wilson. Now I'd like to introduce the Honorable Mark K. Wiest, Chair of the Board of Bar Examiners. Judge?
The motion hasn't been granted yet. Thank you, Chief Justice. May it please the court, the successful applicants from the July 2022 Ohio Bar Examination are here before the court. They have met all the requirements to take the oath and be admitted to practice. It is my privilege to move the court to admit these applicants to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
Thank you, Judge. We have a motion before the court. Are there any objections? Hearing none. I now have the distinct honor of administering the oath. Would all the applicants please stand and raise your right hand? Repeat after me. I, state your name, hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the state of Ohio. And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations, attorneys. You may be seated. You've passed the bar, you've taken your oath, and now you're a lawyer. Feel any different? It is always my honor to preside over bar admissions, but today is special. You are among the final cadre of new colleagues that I have the honor of welcoming to the bar as Chief Justice of the State of Ohio. I will be retiring in 47 days. I know, who's counting? I want to take a minute to talk to you about how you will be a lawyer, how you will serve the profession. I want to leave you here today on a path to becoming a hero. Bob Dylan said, "A hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with freedom." I'd like to add the word blessings to that phrase, understands the responsibility that comes with freedom and blessings. It is said, "To whom much is given, much is expected." So, hero is a big word with big implications, but it most often unfolds in small ways over time, and a hero emerges, and a hero could be you. No matter how you use your law degree, remember to strive to be professional, to work hard, no matter your role or the cause. Avoid arrogance, be humble, and be kind. Practice those attributes, and you will elevate yourself and our profession. By choosing the law as a career, you have chosen wisely. Your countless hours of study are about to open a whole new world for you. And if you haven't experienced it already, sometimes the world is very loud. Don't add to the noise. Be the quiet voice in the room. Be the listener. When the world is loud, it is by being quiet that you can see the big picture. You're able to think, to evaluate, and to find solutions. Calmness is a good thing in a lawyer, really, in anybody, but especially in a lawyer. Whatever way you came to the law, whatever way you hope to use it, it's very important part of the commitment you made is to be of service. What does that look like? Well, first of all, make yourself valuable. My parents told me I could be whatever I wanted to be, but not because the world would automatically love me as much as they did. Implicit in that statement was that I would work hard and that I would think well, and I would gather smart people around me. I would appreciate teamwork and give credit to others who deserve it. In these ways, you can make yourself a valued colleague that the leader wants to hire and colleagues want to work with. The more valuable you become, the more opportunity to greater responsibility, to do bigger and better. As a new lawyer, you have pledged fairness, integrity, and civility. Be an example of that every day. I urge you to build the very best reputation you possibly can. Whatever you do, maintain your integrity. So how do you build your reputation? Start your journey with humility and respect for your clients, opposing counsel, judges, court staff, and fellow employees. To build respect, you must show respect. Then the listening can take place. In any situation, it's pretty hard to be upset with someone who is showing respect. Showing respect can often diffuse the most tense conversation. And avoid arrogance. Being humble can be tough when you're making yourself valuable, you're working hard, you're achieving, you're receiving recognition. But the most successful people I know are also the ones who have remained humble. They are the happiest and, quite frankly, the most pleasant to have in your life. Nobody knows everything, and the law, in whatever form you practice, is complex. Solicit the input of those smart people you have around you, particularly for the tough questions. Listen to them and give them credit when due. Others will follow the behavior you model and give it back to you when you've earned it. Teamwork makes a great work environment. It also yields a great work product. Whether you're dealing with policy development or drafting opinions or representing a client, in the law, our product is service. I've chosen to use my law degree all these many years as a public servant, and I have never regretted it. I've gotten the level of satisfaction in my work because I look at the judiciary and how I have used my talents to help others in times when they can't help themselves. People can find themselves in a legal situation, and of course, they don't want to be there. That's probably why the phrase dragged into court has become universal. Maybe it's a civil action or they're arrested in a criminal action. You know, they've got problems and the solution has to come from the justice system. I've taken the obligation to make the justice system as responsive at problem solving as I can. I like doing that. I like helping people solve their problems. Lawyers, like judges, are in the helping business. The level of satisfaction you get solving problems for others and making systems work for people can be the motivator for public servant. Think about it. Is public service in your future? Now, it seems like the word kind is everywhere. Slogans, t-shirts, self-help, information books, etc. Well, there's room for kindness as you use your law degree. Be kind and be thankful. You've worked hard to get here. Your parents, grandparents, spouses, partners, significant others, children and friends, law professors, deans and teachers, all of them are proud of you, and probably so many more people. They have watched your remarkable diligence during these difficult months. Today, they applaud your success. Be sure to thank all of them, but pay back their support by working to become the best lawyer that you can be. As a lawyer, strive to improve your community. Strive to improve our justice system. The unanticipated part of that advice is to surround ourselves with people who are different from us. Diversity is an underappreciated quality in our world. Embracing the diversity of people is life-changing. When you gain a whole new field of vision, that reality opens up possibilities. Smart, interesting, enriching people come in all shapes, sizes, colors, and backgrounds. When you see more options in the world, you can serve better and you can lead well. You have the power to lead your community, whether it's small towns or big cities. In this room are some great leaders in the future. Don't be overwhelmed by my expectations for you to be great leaders in great service to your communities. When I was sworn in as an attorney, I didn't dream of being Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Ohio. I'm only the 10th. Who could have imagined? Not me. When I first hung out my shingle, I didn't know where it would lead. But it did lead to a career that I look back on and reflect on how I made it to this position. My law degree opened many opportunities for public service as a magistrate, a common pleas court judge, county prosecutor, lieutenant governor, a member of the Supreme Court, and then Chief Justice for the past 12 years. While I've served in all these roles, one job did not necessarily lead to the next. However, each step along the way prepared me for another. And as I prepared myself by working hard, I also paid attention and learned from mentors and from colleagues. To this day, I find it so important to listen to a variety of opinions. There's always something new to learn, a different perspective we may not see because of our inherent biases. So it is critical to listen, to weigh the input from others who may see things maybe a little bit differently and maybe in a way that we've missed. In every leadership position, I have made it a practice to hire people who are smarter than me and to listen to them when we discuss whatever it is that needs my attention. So far, that MO has worked pretty well. Another bit of advice, don't worry if you haven't secured your dream job yet. That's okay. Please, don't be discouraged. Use this time as a gift. This could be an opportunity for you to provide public service and sharpen your skills at the same time. Countless fellow Ohioans and Americans are disadvantaged and need legal advice. Think about how you can use your growing wisdom and expertise to help them. Of course, I'm talking about pro bono service. It's an excellent way for you to help yourself as well as helping needy clients. Think about it this way: helping others will build your confidence in applying the law and advocating for clients. Just contact your local legal aid to determine how to get involved. There are opportunities for you. Pro bono work goes hand in hand with the privilege of practicing law because it can change lives. Every member of the bar is charged with the duty to deliver pro bono services as often as possible. As a member of the Ohio Bar, you have obligations to your clients, to your peers, and the public. Always remember that you are not alone in your efforts to meet those obligations. The State Bar, as well as your local bar association, are great resources. Get involved and you'll see the doors that will be opened and the friendships that will be made, lifelong friendships. As the former Supreme Court Justice Benjamin Cardozo so aptly put it, the heroic hours of life do not announce their presence by drum and trumpet. For a lawyer, the heroic hours come daily when you do good work. I charge you to be those heroes who do the work well, who serve others, who value and protect your reputation and the reputation of the justice system. I agree with Maya Angelou when she said, "I think a hero is any person really intent on making this a better place for all people. You need only understand the responsibility that comes with your education and your freedom and your blessing to be the heroes the justice system needs for Ohio's best tomorrow." God bless you all. We are now coming to the moment you've been waiting for. You will hear your name called as you approach the stage, and you will receive your certificate. But before we begin, a couple of quick tips to keep things running smoothly. For the attorneys, please rise one row at a time when indicated by the ushers. Follow the ushers' hand signals to approach the stage. After you have your certificate, you will be greeted by a justice who will shake your hand. Then please return to your seat using the center stage stairs. Word of advice, use the handrails when descending those stairs. Picture takers, please be mindful not to insert yourself in the flow of new attorneys. The stage is not a place for you. I will now ask Gina Palmer and Lori Robinson Embry to present our certificates. Thank you.
Hannah Joan Unine.
Zachary Matthew Abbey.
Athavam Baledram.
Jennifer Araya.
Madeline Ann Claybo.
Michael Anthony Arnold.
Samantha Brooke Danzinger.
Torin Ashley Bakala.
Natalie Diane Davis.
Gloria Maria Castello Agreda.
Jacob William Durr.
Jillian Jacqueline Chapman.
Nicholas Andrew Delaney.
Sarah Morgan Connard.
Rachel Lauren Emerson.
Madeline Grace Connolly.
L. Marie English.
Jonathan Taylor Cope.
Valera Maria Gailey.
Andrew Charles Costigan.
Ryan Willard Gillespie.
Jacob Robert Davis.
Linnea Eva Rebecca Gottlander.
Trinity Marie Davis.
Elena Marie Gutbrode.
Darby Natalie DeHaven.
Nadia Lockich Hiley.
Jacob William Falk King.
Lillian Margaret Hall.
Amanda Renee Philippi.
Russell Alexander Hosser Jr.
Vincent Paul Formica Jr.
Michaela Asantiwa Hayford.
Lindsay Nicole Galwitz.
Joseph Hedlund.
Andrew Constantine Glantz.
Darby Kathleen Hickey.
Mackenzie Lee Godwin.
Heather Margaret Hoden.
Laura Nicole Grimes.
Nicholas Maximos Horatis.
Luke Thomas Hamilton.
Catherine Rose Karkuska.
Thomas Francis Higgins III.
Megan Elizabeth Kern.
Holly Ann Hoxton.
Esther Gail Kaken.
Patrick Michael Kapusinski.
Joshua Michael Knopf.
Lucas Joseph Kirkland.
Michael Thomas Mahoney.
Michael Philip Knopf.
Alicia Grace Mallow.
Daniel Paul Krupko.
Bridget Estrida McCusker.
Kelly Marie Lochmere.
Rachel Emerson McKay.
Katie Marie Lukasovich.
Thomas Anthony Messner.
Kyle Joseph McCree.
Bailey Ann Mulholland.
Lori Ann McGrady.
Michaela Luisa Ortiz.
Hunter Garrett Miller.
Jordan Elise Parks.
Catherine Jean Mills.
Isaiah Howard Pickney III.
Nathaniel Christian Newcomer.
Amy Elizabeth Rubenstein.
Sean Harold O'Neill.
Dennis W. Schwartz.
Christopher Sterling Pace.
Alexa Eve Shook.
Acadia Elizabeth Palacco.
Zoe Marie Suntheimer.
Theno Thaddeus Christo Pontilitis.
Christopher Robert Switzer.
Maxwell Yale Peltz.
Naomi Gracella Telez.
Bailey Jessica Ricky.
Alexander William Ugolini.
David Tyler Robinson.
Christina Ivana Rankovich Zovko.
Renee Royal Spencer.
Haley Marie Walker.
Audrey Jane Saller.
Joseph Earl Whitman.
Nicole Leanne Surgoff.
Rochelle Bluma Adler.
Gina Christine Space.
Rachel Al-Ala Ami.
Andrew William Prolstein.
Hannah Rebecca Albion.
Sydney Lee Stroya.
Nathan Ronald Altstadt.
Anthony Ross Tabusco.
Sammy Asif.
Raylan Monique Trice.
Kwasi Okyere Bediako.
Corey William Verba.
Kirsten Rose Benazer.
Eric Wayne Walker.
Isaac Maxwell Blyke.
Matt Jeffrey Wilson Jr.
Adam James Blanc.
Amina Alauddin.
Nicholas Andrew Boggs.
Leanna Michelle Brown.
Renee Suzanne Boyle.
Sophia Marie Euphrasio.
Kelly Ann Brickman.
Molly Bernadette Galvin.
Carly Elizabeth Calderon.
Branson Donley Henderson.
Patrick Carl Carabin.
Tremaine Jonte Hogue.
Brendan James Carney.
Aaron Marie Kunivi.
Joseph Michael Connick.
Marshall William Kuick.
Marissa Lachey Cooper.
Tyler James Launch.
McKenna K. Doss.
Lauren Ashley Lowe.
Kristen Taylor Davis.
Abigail Elizabeth Grace McCurdy.
Anna Marie DeGarmo.
Jordan Riley Messmer.
Bridget Elizabeth Dever.
Miles Tyler Maul.
Monica Marie Dever.
Andrew James Nash.
Michael Ancetito D. Domecchio.
Hannah Jean Novak.
Michael Patrick Dunham.
Paige Marie Ortner.
Justin Dane Enger.
Duque Ahmad Phillips.
Lyle Dean Fenton.
Heather Marie Procopo.
James Bartholomew Flanagan.
Marcus David Reed.
Joshua Aaron Friedman.
Jalen J. Roberts.
Aaron Marie Gubatz.
Daniel Sullivan Roy.
Anthony Aaron Gazul.
Gabriella Santos Toscano.
Taylor Laren Gill.
Randy Nicole Sargent.
Stephen Andrew Gittens.
Bridget Schultz.
Matthew William Goins.
Joseph Allen Urinovich.
Matthew Robert Goodman.
Tyler Robson Wittenmeyer.
Jillian Lucy Gosser.
Nicole Cassidy Akari.
Nicholas Andrew Gulish.
Benjamin Say Dunbar Thompson III.
Peter Hanna.
Tyler Christopher Wintrick.
Naivasha Marquise Harris.
Augustine Manga.
Nathan Edward Hill.
Alexis Elisa Anderson.
Haley Elizabeth Hillsman.
Justin C. Joseph.
Zachary Anthony Hofstetter.
James Evans Roberts Jr.
Kelsey Renee Holmberg.
Shang Tong.
Anna Marie Jadu.
Heather Nicole Cron.
Brittany Nicole Kuzmarchek.
Rachel Lee Pearson.
Haley Christine Kepchar.
Joseph Thomas Sebecki.
Courtney Megan Kirvin.
Sarah Marie Kolick.
Owen William Knapp.
Jacob Watson Baguette.
Dylan Adam Colby.
Lauren Elizabeth Lang.
Kevin George Kozak.
Henry Jordan Mosley.
Bennett Elmer Kuhar.
Ann Kramer Scantling.
Ryan Joshua Kuhn.
J. Martin Thomas.
Kaylee Joan Leary.
Brianne Chambers.
Carmen Mercedes Mann.
Sarah Hope Cheney.
Teo Vicencio Marzano.
John David Grasty.
Madison Lynn Massey.
Michelle Renee Johnston.
Evan Peter Morris.
Pat Tilden.
Victor James Nero.
Elena Hope Wilson.
Melissa Suzanne Obazinski.
Joshua Michael Kunkel.
Antonio Nicambuano Obeche.
Garrett Wade Dolly.
Ryan Mark Palko.
Nicholas Gregory Strogen.
Gabrielle Marie Ploplis.
Jacob Michael Simon.
Catherine Ann Perdom.
Matthew Maurice Brayek.
Jamie Louise Razor.
Jeremy Allen Shavok.
Lucille Ruth Richmond.
Ashley Ann Briscoe.
Bradley Joseph Ranellu.
Michael Robert Dernwald.
Erica Nicole Salmon.
Philip Duba Rich.
Amanda Shenley.
Eric Donald Kosis.
Taryn Lewis Schoenfeld.
Aaron Nicole Dingle.
Samia Ann Shaheen.
Gina Lee Eberbacher.
Jacob Siegfried.
Tyler Nathan Fisher.
Sarah Tiffany Steele.
Kyle Ray Davidson.
Talia Eden Stewart.
Patrick Francis Callahan.
Emily Laura Sterkel.
Andrew David Simmelsberger.
Antonius Constantine Toledis.
Nathan Todd Harvey.
Jared Brock Thompson.
Sania Anisha Bonita Long.
Evan James Tuttle.
Brandy K. Abelos.
Pamela Marie Irwin.
Spencer James Hadamer.
Zachary Michael Walton.
Natalia Bossom Marad.
Natasha Wassel.
Jesse Adam Campbell.
Mary Margaret Wood.
Mark David Natoski Jr.
Adam Asraf Zayed.
Yababa Biadako.
Alex Joseph Albers.
Nicole Elaine Cloyd.
Olivia Claire Arnett.
Brady Patrick Grove.
Ellie Marie Bielman.
Marissa Delaney Richardson.
Chloe Abigail Boucher.
James Abraham Hamilton.
Adeline Faith Clay.
Nora Marie Beatty.
Ryan Gregory Davis.
Sarah Elizabeth Gardner.
Kunga Palbar Drongchua.
Michael William Washbush.
Christopher James Ellington.
Catherine Elizabeth Buck.
Mackenzie Lane Garverick.
Caitlin Marie Dunnett.
Madison Taylor Garverick.
Ryan Joseph Geary.
Logan Betts Graham.
Nathaniel Orion Hanna.
Ryan Michael Johnson.
Daniel Charles Losing.
Sipokazi Lale.
Naomi Victoria Price.
Lucas Dale Perkins.
Nicole Catherine Walt.
Jeremy DeCarlos Pratt Jr.
Hayo Ji Yang Young.
Jared Kent Sprague.
Matthew Elliott Nakashian.
Alexandra Rose Vance.
Chris John Hendrick Bosch.
Alyssa Nicole Waite.
Jana Minnick Bosch.
Cheyenne Elise Weingartner.
Christopher Michael Erlinger.
Kyle Ross Young.
Gianna Nicole Spear. Kimberlyn Nicole Hughes. Christina Joy Brunton. Sarah Vanderhoff. Emily Ann Tiemann. Avery Leray Brown Walk. Evan Junsoon Yang. Holly Kristen Nye. Charles Russell Crouch. Sharbel Najim.
Congratulations again to all our new attorneys. On behalf of the court, we congratulate you for your achievement. Now, the ceremony is nearly concluded. From here, we invite you to make your way over to the Thomas J. Moyer Ohio Judicial Center that houses the Supreme Court. It's a less than 3-minute walk, and you are welcome to come over there because there's important things that you need to do. First of all, I think there's some cookies, punch, and snacks over there if the morning crowd has left some. In your packet and on signs in the Judicial Center, you're going to find a QR code that will unlock your future and connect you to the legal community. You must register as an attorney with the Office of Attorney Services at the Supreme Court. The preference is that you scan the code and keep the process paperless. Scan that code to register and to become licensed, to connect to a mentor, to get information about new lawyers' training, to connect with public service opportunities. Even use it to watch the recording of this ceremony. You can see yourself walk across the stage over and over and over. The Ohio State Bar Association will be there with information about how to help you get a start on your career and to get your picture at the bench. Some of you will eventually get to practice before that bench one day. The staff from Attorney Services will also be available. Introduce yourself. These are the people who will be available throughout your career to point you to resources when you have questions. Thank you to all the friends, all the relatives who took part in this special day. And I'd like to recognize those who made this ceremony a success. The Office of Bar Admissions, the Supreme Court staff volunteers, the Columbus Police Department, the Supreme Court security, our sign language interpreter, Linda Ross. Give her a hand, ladies and gentlemen. The ushers from Kappa and the stage crew, and last but certainly not least, our marshal, Bill Crawford. And this is Bill's last swearing-in ceremony like mine. Let's give Marshal Crawford a hand. This concludes today's ceremony. Thank you. God bless. Marshal, will you adjourn court?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.